The theme for our meditation this morning is God's Word is living and active. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel of St. John, verses 45 and 46. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." We pray. Heavenly Father, you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Move us to continue to follow him. In your word, you invite us to come and see, because your word is where you fully reveal yourself as our God, and also as our only Savior from sin, death, and hell. Please continue to teach us your truth and gather us under your wing to keep us safe and secure in the one true faith until our end. We ask it in Jesus' all-powerful name. Amen. Grace and peace to all of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, blessed hearers and also fellow redeemed. If you think back to last Friday, Prof. Weiss commented on how often he has heard this remark throughout his ministry. Why is it so important to read/hear the Word of God on a regular basis? So let's recall the major purpose that the Word has in our life and in our walk of faith. This question relates directly to our theme this morning, God's Word is living and active. In John chapter 1, verses 35 to 51, Jesus is calling five of his 12 disciples. This section shows us that God is using John the Baptist's preaching on the one hand and Jesus' own words on the other to call his disciples to himself. John labels Jesus as the Lamb of God 2 days in a row. The Holy Spirit then uses this declaration to cause Andrew and John to follow Jesus. And then after they reveal to him that they want to know where he is staying, so as to get some answers to the questions they have, I assume, Jesus merely says, "Come and see." To Philip the next day, Jesus simply says, "Follow me." Philip then, being seemingly excited about meeting the Savior, went out and he found Nathanael. Nathanael's comment then is in our text for today, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip ignores Nathanael's naysaying and simply repeats Jesus' words from the day before to Andrew and John, "Come and see." All of these men believed the Old Testament scriptures already. They were living in the expectation that God would eventually fulfill his promise and send the chosen Messiah. But now they were coming face to face with this truth in a much more personal way. The Word incarnate, Jesus, was using his words, the Word, also known in Lutheranism as the means of grace, to increase belief, enlightenment, and sanctification of these men. What had been hidden in the Old Testament scriptures about exactly who the promised Savior was being revealed now by Jesus in the Word made flesh here in the New Testament. Are you catching on? It's the Word of God, which is also Jesus himself, that calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. The Word is what Jesus called and kept the apostles with. And it's what he calls and keeps us with. So then we can deduce from all of this a fitting answer to the question that lies in front of us. Why is it so important to read and hear the Word of God on a regular basis? Simply put, no one can say that Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:3. We cannot accept Christ on our own. We cannot make a decision for Christ on our own. We cannot serve or remain in Christ on our own. Other Christian denominations teach and make such claims as if we could somehow claim a part or a merit in accepting or coming to faith and remaining there. That claim is simply not true. Our believing is God's working, and by His grace alone. If you confess to be a Christian, it's only by the grace of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit that you can say such a thing. And if you desire to remain a Christian, you absolutely need to read and hear the Word of God and partake of the sacraments on a regular basis, because that is where God promises us that He will also increase and strengthen the faith that we receive from Him. The Word and sacrament is where the Holy Spirit sustains faith in us. Now, a common application that you have probably heard a time or two, just like you would physically wither away and die if you stopped feeding and nourishing your body with food and drink, the same applies to our God-given faith. The faith that God has given us that enables us to believe and accept that Jesus is the only solution for our sin, it can and will wither away or die if we fail to continue to feed and nourish it with spiritual food and drink, which is given us in God's Word and sacrament. This is why we gather here every morning. It's why we gather here again every night. This is why we go to church every week. This is why your parents, your pastors, your professors, they all encourage you, especially once you get closer to being out on your own, to continue abiding in the Scriptures and the spiritual routines which you have known since infancy. If we start being complacent and or callous, if our actions and practices give the impression that our membership in the Holy Christian Church is no different than a Costco membership, where you pay your dues, then you stock up every once in a while when you feel you're getting low on something. We risk having a similar attitude to Nathaniel, and probably even develop the bad attitude further yet. Further than the phrase implies from his perspective, can anything good come out of Nazareth? We could start taking the best thing that ever came out of Nazareth, or anywhere for that matter, for granted. And thus the spiritual starvation slide of faith will have started. So we all have a problem, and that problem is sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. But thanks be to God, we all have the same solution and gift, being justified freely by His grace and through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3, verse 24. When we know and remember that our God-given faith is His work and not ours, when we know that it's the means of grace, God's Word and sacrament, that create and sustain our faith, not some feeling or emotion, when we know that it is the living and active Word of God that keeps us secure in Christ and willing to follow and serve Him, not our own weak and pathetic will that will fail on a moment's notice, then we'll cease to say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And start to say, by God's grace, I want to know as much about Jesus and His Word as possible. In His Word, God reminds us that we are those of whom He lived for perfectly, and He died for innocently. He was our vicarious, our substitutionary sacrifice. He was the propitiation for our sins. He reconciled us. He redeemed us. He ransomed us, and He justified us. And not just us. He did this for the whole world. Many in the world will and have rejected Him. But that does not change the fact that what He did once and for all. And that accomplished fact is an assurance and a comfort that Jesus wants to bring us daily through His living and active work. Jesus makes it so clear. He said it to those Jews who believed in Him, and He says it to those of us who believe Him. If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31 and 32. He gives us the perfect protocol to make us rest secure under His wing. It is to abide in His living and active word. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. So as we do every day, let's lay our sins at the cross by singing hymn 652, I Lay My Sins on Jesus, verses 1, 3, and 4, hymn 652.